from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
Thank you, Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
Amazing! Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Last week ended with Friday being Spouses Day, dedicated to recognizing spouses everywhere for the kind and thoughtful and thankful and the security they bring and all this other stuff for your long-term relationship.
Loving stuff.
I'm long-term. Mocha's long-term. Maury's long-term. But Maury, damn it, Maury, and his husband, damn it, Matthew, have an unusual relationship, a very particular relationship. And there's a lot of rules involved. And one of the main rules, like rule one, if it's not one, it's two. What's rule one? Not allowed to, no bare feet in the bed, right? That's rule one. Rule two has to be, don't ever call me at work.
Oh, no. That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Maury's not allowed to call Matthew at work because Matthew, very busy, high-pressure job. The last thing he wants to do is hear from Maury. But it was Spouses Day. And so what is this? Maury just calling to wish Matthew a happy Spouses Day?
While Matthew is at work.
Oh, no.
Breaking rule number two.
Oh, no.
Matthew speaking.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to wish you a very happy National Spouse Day.
Oh, that's the thing?
Yeah, it's a day that we celebrate our spouse. That's you and me.
Okay,
together,
great.
Forever.
Okay. I'm at work. Okay, love you too.
Okay, happy
talk
spouse
to you later.
Day. Happy Spouse Day.
Okay, happy Spouse Day. Great. Okay, bye.
Oh no.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry to bother. You know how I called you earlier? I'm not happy. I know. I'm not happy with how we sort of left it. I just thought that, you know, it's Spouse Day and it'd be kind of cute if I called you during the day.
Maury, honestly, couldn't this be over a text?
A text? Who does? You can't text those kind of lovey-dovey things. I want you to hear my voice.
God.
And the tone in which I am saying Happy Spouse Day.
Use emojis.
That's not heartfelt.
Okay, great. Love you. Bye.
I'll see you when you get home. I'm going to make dinner for you.
Okay, yeah, you better.
Any requests?
Maury, this all could be done on text message, okay? I'm in the middle of stuff. Bye.
Happy
love you.
Okay.
Happy Spouse Day. I really do love you. Okay, bye. You have got to be kidding me. This better not be about National Spouse Day.
It's about National Spouse Day.
Okay, honestly, you're trying to really piss me off.
I just
want to
know if you told anybody else there that I called about National Spouse Day.
No, nobody gives a damn about National Spouse Day right now.
Well, I do, and that's why I'm calling you. I just want to make
sure. Okay, well, some of us are busy writing press releases.
I know, but what would happen if you saw on Twitter that it was National Spouse Day and I didn't wish you a happy
I'm not on Twitter. I'm busy working.
Yeah, but now you can go and tell all those, your coworkers like that I called.
It's not about you.
Yeah, but I mean,
Maury.
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about this when I get home.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Design ideas are very difficult. A lot of times, when it comes to decor, you need a mediator. A lot of couples need a mediator. But what if you're?
I just defer to my wife. She knows everything.
Okay,
so I'm like, go ahead.
See, I wish that everything was deferred to me because I know more.
We have our department fit in our heart.
Catherine would disagree. Okay, anyway, stop it, Maury, please. We can't drag this on. So Maury went online and bought teeth. Like teeth. And Maury brought them home and was like, hey, Matthew, I thought these things would look really cool in a jar as decor. So what would your reaction be? Think about that while you're listening to this.
I have to show you something that I ordered for us.
For us?
I thought this would be good for the bathroom.
What is this?
I thought because we're doing the, you know, when it looks like a pharmacy.
Apothecary?
apothecary bathroom. The apothecary, because we have all the vintage things or whatever that you could put this in there. So I thought on eBay it would look very American Horror Story.
What is it?
Ew, what the f*** is that?
From cadavers, like old gross teeth.
No, Sonny just said cadavers.
Are you f***ing joking me right now?
And if you put it in a jar, like the old vintage jars, these Maury, old teeth can look amazing.
Do not talk to me right now. I'm disgusted that you even f***ing opened that in front of me, and you have dead people's teeth on the table.
I think they're other people or animals, I'm not sure.
I want them in the garbage.
I bought it for the bathroom.
You know that's not going anywhere. You know that wouldn't fly with me. Did you really spend money on this? How much?
It wasn't that much. It was like $10 or something. But think about it. If you
get
put these in the bathroom.
In the garbage.
No, but hang on. Think outside the box for a minute.
People, if they find that in our garbage, they're going to think we killed somebody or something. If they find that in our garbage, they're going to think we killed somebody or something.
Oh, my God.
We didn't kill anybody. I thought this would go in the bathroom.
Is this animal or human?
I think it's animal.
I want that out of my condo.
Okay, but hold on. Can you just at least think about what it would
I'm
look
not
like?
About anything.
Think about how cool it would be. It's a talking piece.
I'm going to shove them down your throat or pull you on your throat so you don't get this.
Talking piece. Can you just look at this one?
Maury?
Look at this one.
I'm going to stab you.
Look at this one.
I'm going to pull you on your throat.
Smell it.
No.
Smell it.
Why are you being stupid right now?
Because I honestly bought these for the bathroom. I thought it'd be amazing.
No, you didn't. I know you know my taste in decoration.
I thought I would open these old gross-ass teeth and you'd be like, okay, that's kind of cool. Let's
my
check
taste
it out.
Decor.
And this doesn't work for decor in apothecary.
No, it doesn't. Since when did you see teeth in an apothecary?
American Horror Story. American Horror Story.
Right.
So what do you want me to do with these?
I don't care what you do with them. Just get them out of my face.
Can I put them in your bag to take to work?
No.
Ew.
I'll put them in your lunch. I'll blend them in a smoothie for you. How's that?
Ew.
If you spend money,
ew,
I won't be so pissed. I don't care if it was a dollar. That is wasted money on stupidity.
It's awesome.
Constant stupidity.
It's awesome. Think about how cool. I'm going to put it in the bathroom.
Let me get the jar. I'm kicking you out. I'm kicking you out of this condo. I am kicking you out.
No.
Yes.
Can we just see what it looks like?
Put them in the garbage. I'm not touching those things.
Touch it.
Probably has, like, hepatitis or something.
They're from cadavers. I love how Matthew's the type of person that calls your apartment the condo. It's not the house. It's not the apartment. The condo.
Get out of my condo.
Get out of my condo.
I'm gonna shove them down your throat. Wow.
Do you want to see them, Mocha?
I don't know.
I have the teeth right here. This is them, right, Maura?
Yeah, that's the actual ones.
Do you know where they came from? Does it say?
They came from... Oh, yeah, New Jersey.
No, like... Not.
No.
Okay, to be fair, I did ask you where they came from, but like...
Oh, yeah, that's human.
Are they from a person? Like, do you know which person?
No, I have no idea, but they are human teeth.
This is absolutely a human tooth.
But was it like... From like a medical. Oh
this
my god!
This dude had some cavities.
I ain't touching that.
Why not?
Sorry. No.
Oh okay.
Ew.
The other one is grosser.
No, I'm not touching it.
How many teeth are in there?
Two.
I like how Maury was gonna. You know what? If you had a jar that had 40 teeth in it, then you could be like, "Oh, that's something." But when you have a jar in the bathroom that only has 2 teeth in it,
oh.
Like all joking aside.
Nope.
No, not at all.
If they find that in our garbage, they're going to think we killed somebody or something.
We didn't kill anybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, Roz, let's talk about club class seats with Air Transat, because this is when you have an opportunity to feel like a big shot.
Yeah.
Not only walking through that airport, but once you get on the flight.
That's true. And when you purchase a club class seat on Air Transat, you get more privileges as well, like complimentary seat selection, which is huge, especially if you are traveling anywhere that's kind of over that 3-hour mark. That's when you want to be able to pick the right seat for you and your family. Rapid check-in counter and priority boarding which is almost as good as it gets when flying. Priority boarding ensures that you can put your bag up top. You get lots of you get everything. So priority boarding and also priority baggage service, which
is huge.
Hey,
what about those wider leather seats that you get sitting in club class? More leg room, personalized service. You get wine and gourmet meal choices as well.
And I'll tell you this in case you are like me and you're sort of on the fence as to what a leather seat feels like if you are wearing leather pants. It feels glorious. So don't worry.
Leather on leather, huh?
All day.
Listen, you want to learn more about Club Class, hit up airtransat.com. Now, as we continue with our Dammit's edition of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast, what are we going to do next?
Let's do another Bedtime with the Dammit's.
Bedtime with the Dammit's on the Roz and Mocha Show. They frolic in their underwear in downtown Toronto. Two men who are lovers who like to read in bed. So let's check in with the Dammit's to see what they have read.
The pages smell good. I hope that got on the tape. Can you come here, please? Crawl up in here. Close.
So we said, listen, Maury, you got to snuggle up in bed and take this seriously here. Take Matthew's head, put it on your chest, hold the book on your belly and just like read it like you're reading to him and then have a discussion.
Love You Forever by Robert Munch. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as you love me, my baby you'll be.
No, that's not what the line said.
Where is it? What?
As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
What did I say?
You said as long as you love me. It's a Justin Bieber song.
The baby grew.
Did you just shush me?
The baby grew, he grew, he grew, and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves, he pulled all the food off out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet.
I'd pull his ears.
Sometimes his mother would say, this kid is driving me crazy. But at nighttime, when the two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door in his room, to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of the bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Are you sure that's how it goes?
Something like that.
Okay. So I see where this is going here. Now this, Maury says, you've yet to read this without breaking down, right, Maury? That's the deal. You always cry. Well, God, why were you reading this in the first place? You would just like read this normally to yourself? Oy, oy, oy.
The boy grew, he grew, and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes his mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when the teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
I don't think that's how it goes. I think it's, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always, as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
No, you're supposed to sing it.
I don't remember anyone singing it.
While she rocked him, she sang.
Oh.
Okay.
Can we just skip to the very end?
Please.
And see if they get the moral of the story?
This is my favorite thing ever.
One day she called up her son and said, you better come see me because I'm very old and sick. So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song she sang. I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. But she couldn't finish because she was too old and sick.
Oh, this is where it gets sad.
The son went to his mother. She picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Maybe they're gonna cry.
Mm-hmm.
And he sang,
this song. I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be. When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time, started to cry.
No way. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It is a good book, I have to admit.
When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth.
Are you kidding me? You need to see a therapist.
He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Hang on a
I
second.
I feel so terrible laughing at this, I really do. But Matthew is so mean.
I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
And Matthew's reaction to that was, you need to see a therapist?
Oh my God.
It's the best book ever written.
It is. I mean, that's a keeper. This is definitely
best selling, and I'll tell you, it gets me every time. What? It gets me every time.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you. I mean, it is endearing.
It's like a book about life. You have to take care of your parents.
I mean, no matter what's going on in the world, like celebrity or news or whatever,
what are you talking about,
first.
Bro?
Okay, I don't think it has anything to do with that, but
I cried.
I know you did. I'm shocked. Just don't get any tears on our duvet.
I love you two more than as long as I'm living, Maury.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Valentine's Day. A day to celebrate and express love for one another. And in the case of the Dammits, our very own Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, yeah. It's the romantic gesture of running a bubble bath, setting up candles and sprinkling rose petals all over the master ensuite in the hopes that they'd be able to take a romantic bath together.
Sure.
We should mention, in the condo that Dammit Maury and his husband live in,
yeah,
they have a master ensuite. Dammit Maury is not allowed to step foot that master ensuite, whether Dammit Matthew is home or not. No. Especially when Dammit Matthew is not at home.
Yeah. He counts squares of toilet paper before he leaves for work, just to make sure.
Don't use my sink. No. Don't use my toilet. No. Don't use my bathtub.
I think Matthew thought that he found a footprint in the bathroom one time and blamed you for using it.
Yeah. Who was in here?
Yeah, I see it. There's a footprint and one drop of pee. I know you're in here. I'm sure this went over well.
Dammit Maury tried to surprise Dammit Matthew. And this is what happened.
Matthew. Hello.
Hello.
I'm in the bathroom.
Hi. Oh my God.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay. What is this?
It's your romantic spa.
Oh, really? In my own home?
Yes, look what I've done.
Why am I seeing whole roses in the water?
People do that.
No,
they put petals and stuff.
Sweet, how am I going to do this? I would cut myself if I went in there. Get your foot out of the water. Maury, get your foot.
No. We have to do this together.
Now. No.
Why not? We'll just immerse ourselves in with the roses.
Have you seen the size of that bathtub? It is tiny. It's for one person, and that's me.
No, but it's one time only.
Your feet are not going in that water with me.
They're already in, so no. Like, why not
take
just
them
take
out.
Why not just deal with this? Like, when we just we'll no. do it together.
No, don't you dare! No,
I'm gonna put my foot in.
No,
my foot goes in the water.
Don't make me pull out the bleach.
Bleach? We're gonna do this together.
No, we're not. No.
What? Where's your romanticisms?
I don't believe in romanticisms in the bathtub. Like, that is my space.
I will sponge you. I will bathe you.
I'm not into that.
Fine, I'll go in head first then. I'll go in head first.
Your head is better than the feet. I don't like your feet, and I don't want feet in the water. Drain.
Why can't
the
we
water.
Be that couple that honestly, like, I will sponge your back.
We live
I
in
will
it.
Sponge your back. I will shampoo your hair, and then you'll do the same to me.
This is a small condo bathtub. It doesn't fit two people.
My foot's going in.
I will literally. Misery.
My foot was already there.
I will chop these feet off, honestly.
Oh, so I did all this for us, for you?
No, you did it for me. Thank
Can
you.
You're pulling me out of the bathroom.
Okay, we're walking. Drain the water.
I know, but how can I walk when you're holding my one foot and my one arm? Okay, so what happened with Valentine's Day then?
Nothing happened with Valentine's Day. I love you. Great.
You pushed me in.
No.
Fine. Okay, enjoy your bath.
Is that water on the floor?
What are you talking about? Maybe. Can you get that?
Oh. If that doesn't scream love, I don't know what does. Happy Valentine's Day.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Truth.
A lot of people taking that time to get that turkey right.
Yeah, and it's a very stressful time making that kind of meal. It really, really is.
And you had said, Roz, that in your house, you're usually the one that takes care of the bird.
Yeah, I take care of everything, right? It's my production. So
everyone out of the kitchen, let you do your thing.
Just let me do my thing, right?
You're happy to do it.
And I'm more than happy to do it. But this year, my brother, my sister-in-law took care of everything. So I was just like, I was just as happy.
So, for example, in our family, my mother-in-law cooks a bomb-ass turkey, and we just let her do her thing.
Done.
And it is delicious.
Yes.
In the Dammit's household, in the Dammit's condo yesterday.
Right.
They decided to do the turkey together.
Can we just preface this real quickly by saying that the first turkey Maury bought, it had a hole in the bag, and so he complained to the store and had to get a different turkey. And because Maury was so distraught that he negotiated a larger turkey. So Maury and Matthew, two people who are both about, I don't know, 140 pounds each.
I thought you were going to say combined, soaking wet.
Soaking wet. They came home with a 21-pound turkey for two people.
So imagine the production that went into cooking this damn bird.
No, it's already thawing. Just leave it there.
Yeah, but it'll thaw faster.
It's already thawed. I'm saying, what more do you need?
Here, it'll thaw faster.
It doesn't need it, though. It's already thawed.
Oh, he doesn't listen.
Cut this open.
Are we supposed to put, like, some parsley? Can do whatever you want. Some jasmine?
Nothing jasmine. What the hell is jasmine?
It'll add some really neat...
Maury?
Can we try it?
Did you need to get this big of a turkey? It doesn't even fit in our pan. What's he doing now?
I just want you
Don't
to smell,
you dare.
I just want you to smell the jasmine.
No.
Just jasmine. Smell the jasmine. It'll add to the flavors.
I will murder you and roast you.
Wow.
This is so much work.
Just rip it.
Maury, you have blood all over your hands and you're going to touch other things. Do not. I'm not kidding. Do not... me.
Oh. Just put it in here.
So I'm stressful.
Lose my mind.
You have to massage the skin.
What do you mean, massage the skin? All this work, I don't know why.
This was your idea.
No, it wasn't.
Rub the skin.
You shut up.
I want
to
lift it.
No, you have to bring the pan here.
You do that.
Bring the pan here.
Okay, I'll lift it. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself.
It's heavy. You have to save the wishbone.
Don't give a about the wishbone.
It's how dreams come true.
Yeah, you know what my dream is? For this place to be disinfected because I feel like there's turkey blood everywhere.
Oh.
You ruined the soup. Now it's liquid.
You didn't tell me to stop.
I thought there was a little bit.
You saw with your eyes. I thought you were going to tell me where to stop.
Now what's he doing? As if you know what to do with cranberries.
You just don't do it.
I'm going to shove these up. Get out of the kitchen, go back to the sofa. Put this away. This doesn't fit in there.
Use the other hand.
Get the broom. The broom isn't there, sweetie. Maybe we should learn where the broom is.
I don't use the broom.
It's not ready. It didn't pop up.
The thing's broken, obviously.
No.
Look, there's herb cut underneath it. It's fine.
No. It's not ready, Maury. Legit. Let's put it back in.
How much drier do you want this to be?
It's not cooked inside completely because the thing didn't pop up. I'm just broiling at 500 at this point.
Oh my god!
I don't care. I'm hungry. We're never doing this again, so I hope you're enjoying this moment. It's like never happening again.
You say that every year.
No, this time I mean it.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dammit Maury, who is always looking to throw his money away, now thinks that Bitcoin is a fantastic investment. So how much money did you invest in Bitcoin, Maury? $60.
Oh, wow. All of 60 bucks.
So Dammit Maury lives with the volatile Dammit Matthew, his fiance, who hates it when Maury throws his money away. So Maury invested in Bitcoin and was like, I think it would be great if I recorded Matthew's reaction to my investing in Bitcoin, because everybody loves when Dammit Maury records his conversations at home. So this is Dammit Maury, Dammit Matthew v. Bitcoin.
It'll go right here on the wall.
Really? No, it goes where I say it goes. Whenever it
goes past your right, I know.
What is this?
Yeah, because you had a thing again. Look around in every wall. It's all your shit, Maury. Where's my Mariah poster on the wall? Yes, we need a Mariah.
This is a Madonna brainwash.
Are they arguing?
What are you
over?
Arguing over art? Okay. Can we get to the Bitcoin stuff, please?
So
that's pretty cool. God, he bought more boots.
These were the ones I originally wanted, and I was after. Remember?
Forget everything I said.
Matthew, family meeting.
Oh God, what now?
Family meeting at the island.
Yeah, not the correct island that I want to be on.
No, I need to show you this. Come here.
What?
Okay, so this is my Bitcoin wallet. I signed up for Bitcoins, and I went to the Bitcoin ATM, and I put in
$60. What the f*** is Bitcoin?
I put in $60. Bitcoins is online currency, and you can invest in it, and it can grow, or you can buy things online. But I did it as an investment, so I put $60 in, which gives me 0.06 Bitcoins.
Really?
Yeah.
For what? What do you do with this?
You see if it grows. Like, some people put more in, but I'm trying it with the $60, so that's what it got me right now. So maybe tomorrow it'll be more, but right now it's 0.064 Bitcoin.
Oh, God. Okay, you're talking in like a I don't know what the hell is. What are you throwing away money?
It's Bitcoins. It's this new thing, an online currency. And the whole point of Bitcoins is the banks are not involved. There's no bank fees or anything like that. So it's an online, a new form of currency.
So who's handling this money?
I don't know.
That's to me. I don't know what that means.
Online currency. So we have 0.064 of a Bitcoin.
What is that, like 0.064 cents?
No, it's the percentage of one coin.
Okay, I can't shop in percentages. I shop with money, dollars. So
right, so I went, I took $60, I put it in, and this is what it got us in Bitcoin.
You went where, and you took $60 where? Where did you... Are you f***ing with me right now?
No, I put $60 in the ATM of the Bitcoin thing and got us...
You put $60 in a machine?
Yes, to get us the Bitcoins.
Where are the Bitcoins?
Online, it's an online currency.
I swear to God.
I just think that if you get it from the ground up... Like, the dude that started this put in, like, $10 and he has, like, thousands or whatever. So I'm putting in 60.
Yeah, he has thousands because he's taking everyone's money from idiots like you.
No, look. Well, no, it's there. I mean, it's growing. It could
Where
grow.
Is it? I don't see it. You're showing me a piece of paper.
Right. It's this is my wallet. Maybe it'll
so
turn
I, can we go shopping online with this?
Yeah, like cafes or something. Take
cafes?
It. Yeah, cafes.
I'm not going to buy a coffee online.
No, you go there and I think you scan with your, like... phone.
Great. So now we have $60 worth of what? Coffee?
No, I'm using it as an investment.
No. In fact, I'm not liking this. Like, where the hell is your money going, Maury?
Dude was on the radio and said this was a good investment.
Oh, great. Lovely. We're listening to people on the radio.
It made sense to me.
No. It's making no sense to me. Like, literally 0 cents. Like, 0.064 cents.
And I might put more in. Let's just see if it grows.
No, we're not putting more in it. In fact, I'm tired of you wasting your money and throwing your money on shit. Garbage. Such as spray paint cans and dish plates from your favorite damn artist and Campbell's Andy Warhol soup cans and...
Oh, come on.
Your
those
art.
Are going to be worth something. The spray paint cans already gone up like $100.
No. Yeah. You know where it's going to go? In down the chute.
Oh,
honestly, I'm gonna start throwing things down the chute.
Whatever. Yeah, ha 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 ha.
This is bitcoins. People are getting in on bitcoins.
No one's getting in on your bitly coins. I don't know if you're taping this or not.
No.
Yes, yeah, you are, aren't you?
I have a funny feeling that that is not the first conversation about Bitcoin that went exactly like that. I think there's a lot of nerds that threw $60 into a Bitcoin ATM and had to go and explain that to the person they love. And I think every conversation went that exact same way.
Okay, I can't shop in percentages. I shop with money. Dollars.
I can't shop. So again, Maury put $60 into a Bitcoin machine, and now he has 0.0643031% of a Bitcoin.
You rich, son! You made it!
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
All day yesterday, I got goofed on because I hate you. So what happened was, the other night, I took my kid Roxy to bed, and she wanted the story, and normally we just read, you know, I don't know, just fun stuff. And she pulls this book called The Giving Tree off the shelf. And I read it. And for the first time in, I don't even know, forever. I don't even think I cried when Roxy was born. I had like one giant tear roll down my face. Like, I cried reading this bloody book called The Giving Tree. And any parent who knows, it's one of the saddest books you'll ever read. It's just so touching and just insane, this story. And so the plan was to have Dammit Maury go home last night with his fiance, Dammit Matthew, and read him, curl up in bed, and read him The Giving Tree. Because I said, I bet you that Dammit Maury cries. And so is this it here, Mocha?
It is.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kiss 92.5, The Roz and Mocha Show, proudly present Bedtime with the Dammits.
You know what my job is? Lots of jobs. One of them being the dishes and the dishwasher. Maybe you can start having a job too and learning how to load the dishwasher.
Ouch.
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
Oh, God.
Okay, what?
You have to come here.
The Giving Tree. It's about a tree. Okay. How am I going to start crying? Oh, the leaves.
Okay, so put your head...
Okay, so
you sound psycho at home, Maury. Matthew, come here. I have to read to you.
So the Dammits are now in bed.
Okay, the Dammits are now in bed. Play a little bit off the beginning.
The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein. Once there was a tree.
That's it?
Yeah, it's like a kid's book or something.
No, that's all it says on that whole page.
Yeah, look, see?
Once there was a tree. Yeah, because they killed one whole tree for that one page to write that.
Okay, shut up. I'm reading.
In the spirit of this.
And she loved a little boy. And every day the boy would come. And he would gather her leaves and make them into crowns and play king of the forest. He would climb up her trunk and swing from her branches.
Maury, you're not a strong reader, first of all. Do you cry? Because I don't want to listen to this whole thing if you don't cry. Do you cry or no? No, tell me if you cry or not.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry. Oh, what is the matter with
you? Look what I'm dealing with.
Okay, play the...
Then
we're going to skip to the end. Can we skip to the end?
Yeah.
I don't need very much now, said the boy. Just a quiet place to sit and rest. I am very tired. Well, said the tree.
Oh, that's a sad part.
Well, said the tree, straightening herself up as much as she could. Well, an old stump is good for sitting and resting. Come, boy, sit down. Sit down and rest. And the boy did. And the tree was happy. The end.
I don't know how anyone would cry out over that.
Well, it's about the tree was giving. Like, you know, nothing mattered. You know, the tree gave everything to the boy through his entire life. Just so that the boy could be happy and not herself.
Okay. I mean, it's nice. It's sweet. But, like, I don't know if it's earth-shattering literacy here.
Roz cried.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Like actual tears coming out of the eyelid.
Yeah.
Really?
The eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I believe you right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's sweet. I think it's more about, like, society, right? And, like, how we're just... the world. I don't know. Like, we're just takers, like, you know what I mean? And, like, we're
not givers.
We're not givers. We're selfish. We're, like,
killing trees and taking, me.
Matthew thinks that this is an environmental protest book?
Is the word?
Mm-hmm. I cried when reading Love You Forever.
Okay.
You know that book?
Yes.
Not this one.
I think I cried on that book, too.
Yeah, that one's better.
What is the matter with you two? I'll tell you what this is right now. You have never sacrificed anything in your life for anybody. That's why you don't get this. That's why you don't get it.
That's not
true. That's why you read The Giving Tree and you have no idea what it's about.
Mate, we were probably in the wrong headspace.
You have no idea what this book is about.
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
You've never... Ugh. You play that again?
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
Slow it down.
I don't want to.
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
You are... It's about trees?
No,
it's not... Oh, you two... You've never given up anything for anybody in your whole life. That's why you don't find this emotional.
Food?
No, Maury, don't be funny when we're trying to have a moment, Maury. Stop telling jokes, for God's sake. You've never given up anything. That's why you're not touched by this book.
Also?
Admit it.
Maybe
you've never sacrificed
anything. Maybe I didn't get the plot.
You didn't get it because you've never sacrificed anything. You've never done something. You've never given a huge part of yourself to anybody else and not asked for anything in return.
Well, I always ask for something back.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my God, Maury. Okay, you're done. Finished.
That's all I needed to hear,
Matthew,
though.
Matthew, can you come here? I have to read to you.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So I don't even know where to begin here with Maury's wedding in New York City over the holidays. We could start with this, the New York Times announcement. Matthew and Maury. Matthew Gabriel Almeida. Gabriel.
Gabriel is his middle name?
Yeah.
I think that's sexy.
Maury Samuel Sherman.
I don't think that's sexy at all.
Samuel is your middle name?
I hate that.
We're married on December 29th.
Damn it,
at
Samuel.
The Bethesda Terrace Accord in Central Park. They go on to talk about Matthew's folks. Maury, 38. Producer for the Roz and Mocha Show.
That's right.
On Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. He also graduated from Humber. Why is that in your New York Times?
They're all formatted that way, like who the parents are, your
because they put that in there because presumably if your announcement is in the New York Times, you went to some Ivy League school, right? You went to Yale or Baylor or something like
usually.
That. Duke, even. Yeah. I would give you Duke, but okay, so who went to Humber?
Question.
Maury's the only person who went to a college that still had lockers in it. They got an announcement in the New York Times for his wedding.
So did you have to write to them and say, hey, we're getting married, here's all the information?
This was my biggest wedding dream, was to get into New York Times. So you have to apply and then hope for the best, because apparently it's very difficult to get.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll read you this. Dear Maury Matthew, congratulations on the special occasions of your wedding. Who's that from? Mayor Bill de Blasio?
No way! The mayor of New York!
Okay.
And then I have this one. Dear Mr. Sherman and Mr. Almeida, I would like to offer you my very best wishes on a special occasion of your wedding taking place in December in New York. This is from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
What? How does the Prime Minister know that you guys are getting married?
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows.
Nice
Mocha.
Hair, though.
Everyone knows. Okay, so it all went down in Central Park, which was your dream to get married in Central Park, right?
We just love New York, and it had to happen over Christmas, the Christmas break in New York, because it's our favorite time
of
year.
Of course it did.
And so you want to run through their vows?
Yeah, let's go through some of the vows here.
All right, so this is Dammit Matthew starting off reading his vows to Dammit Maury before exchanging the rings.
Maury, when I think about you, I think about how lucky I am to have somebody who can love me and love me for who I am. I'm thankful for your true colors and the fact that I never, ever have to change any of my colors for you. I love having a soulmate who inspires me to be a better person, and I truly, truly adore you. Maury, I give you this ring as a symbol of my gratitude for accepting all of me. We belong together, and this ring represents that you'll always be a part of me, and that I'm a part of you indefinitely, and that you'll always be my baby. I love you.
No!
So you guys wrote your own vows, which I think is the way to go 100%.
Absolutely.
Now, did you know what he was going to say ahead of time, and did he know what you were going to say? They were secret.
Secret, yeah.
Oh, that's the perfect.
Kept in separate envelopes.
That's so perfect. Okay.
So then, it was Dammit Maury's turn.
Okay.
Our story began with the word now. I told you that when you were ready to date me to simply say no, and you did on New Year's Eve. I feel every day with you is a new adventure and a new page in our book together. Vows are usually promises. Spending 9 years together, rather than listing what I promise to do, I vow to continue to always listen to you in a time of need, cuddle with you on a cold winter's night, show interest in the new Restoration Hardware catalog, even if I don't agree with the need of a new sofa. Hearing you get mad while making gluten-free pancakes. The one vow I will make is to never let you down and never stop loving you no matter what. I want to marry you for the same reason sugar is added to pie, to make it sweeter. Getting married to you today is a new chapter in our incredibly exciting life together. Matthew, I love you so much. Me and you, just us two. And now is the right time. Oh, with this ring, I promise that you will always come first in my life. I love you, and that's forever. And this I promise from the heart. I could not love you any better. I love you just the way you are.
Hey! The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the story was, if you were smart enough, or I guess not even smart enough, but if you were criminal enough years ago to invest in Bitcoin, to buy Bitcoin, the headline was that if you bought $5 in Bitcoin 7 years ago, you'd have $4 million right now with the amount that Bitcoin has grown.
Jeez, man.
Right?
Who knew? Who
yeah, exactly.
Known?
And Maury back maybe
2014?
2014, Maury bought into Bitcoin. And if you remember when that happened, Maury told his then fiance, now husband, Dammit Matthew, that he bought something called Bitcoin. And then Maury saw all these headlines yesterday that he could be a millionaire. But the problem is that when you sign up for Bitcoin and you have your Bitcoin wallet, it asks you for a very detailed 12-word password. Oh, and Maury has no idea what that 12-word password is. And because Bitcoin is a little bit sketchy, there's no customer support. But what if Maury does have $1 million? And so he went back to Matthew last night to be like, we're rich.
Do you remember a while ago I bought something called Bitcoins?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Don't get it twisted. I'm still upset. I haven't let that one go.
Okay, well, great. So,
what do you mean, great?
Now it's your turn to thank me because of that brilliance of me investing the money.
Right.
It's now flourished. And stories are out that people who invested Bitcoin a few years ago, it's now that little investment is worth millions of dollars. So basically, we could have millions.
Okay, is this for real? You're me right now.
No, this is 100% for real.
No, I don't believe you.
I put $60 in Bitcoins and have not
touched it. If you put $60 in Bitcoins, we'd have more than 4.4 million, is what I'm thinking.
Like 45 million.
According to this story. No, I'm not good at math. I don't know how much, but millions.
Yeah, millions.
If you put $5 7 years ago, it would be 4.4 million now.
And I bought it in 2014.
What are you trying to tell me? Are we a millionaire?
Based on this story, we could be millionaires.
Can I see a story from a bank that reported on this?
There's no such thing as a bank.
What?
People have Bitcoin wallets.
Oh my lord. Okay. Then how do you get the million?
Your online wallet.
Okay. What do you mean? So it's not cash?
No, you have to cash it out, but right now you own Bitcoins or whatever.
Okay, how much is ours worth?
It could be millions. Okay, but there's one problem.
Oh no, I knew it. I knew. You f***ed up somehow.
I know. I can't remember my password.
Are you joking me right now?
I'm 100% serious.
I have been trying for days to figure out what my password could possibly be to see what we have. I can't remember.
Can't they give you a password?
No, you go to the help page and it says we cannot help you. Because if you don't remember your things, because it's Bitcoin, it's very
I will murder you. I will murder you.
We could have just lost millions.
There better be a happy ending here.
No, there's no happy ending. I can't remember the password.
I don't believe you. Show me the website.
Look, I'm right on here, right here. Bitcoin wallet. Recover. Please enter your 12 recovery words.
This is... I don't believe you.
Look, my wallet ID... And I don't know the password.
This looks... Look at this. All these numbers here. Okay. This is a scam. You gave my wallet ID. They're scamming you.
Look, I'm entering any possible...
No, they've...
Nothing.
These idiots.
And I can't remember the 12 words.
Wrapped around their finger, honestly.
You just lost $1 million.
I am so pissed at you right now. If this is true, you're sleeping on the couch. So get comfy.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I saw a picture of Maury and Matthew. They went to Diana Ross the other night.
Oh, hot date.
And, I'm coming out.
And they took a selfie together, and Matthew appeared to be smiling. Maury just looked miserable in the picture.
The problem now is that when I'm taking a selfie,
yeah,
I'm not good at doing two things at once, and I have to hold the phone still.
Right.
And I feel that anytime I ever smile, it shakes my hand.
Oh.
So why don't you smile first, then hold the phone up? Take the picture.
Can I just, before we get into this, because Maury tried to take a sexy picture with Matthew last night, and he recorded the whole thing, Matthew going off on him.
Weird.
Can I just say this? I see this all the time online, especially in news stories.
Okay.
When you stand there
and
you're with somebody,
and
then you give somebody else to take the camera to take the picture,
that's
not a selfie.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, no.
That's
if,
just
if
a picture.
If they're taking it of you,
that's a picture of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you just randomly walk up to somebody and like you pose with them, but somebody else takes a picture, that is not a selfie.
No. Why? Who's saying that it's a selfie?
There was a news story that I was reading where they're talking about somebody who took a selfie, and I'm like, it's not a selfie. He posed for a picture. Anyway, sorry. I got off track.
That's okay.
So what happened? So you recorded...
Clearly that was bothering you.
It was bothering me. So you recorded Matthew.
I just wanted to take one of those... Because I was looking through Instagram, and there's always hot gay couples lying on the couch.
There's hot straight couples. Mocha and his wife, Jenna, take beautiful pictures together.
Thank you. All the time.
Thank you.
All the time.
So I just wanted one where we're like posed on the couch, kind of cuddling like happy couples do.
You wanted to fake being a happy couple for social media.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can we do a romantic picture?
Why?
Why don't we ever do romantic pictures?
What are you doing?
Couples always do a romantic picture.
No, why? For who? For what? When? Where?
For Instagram.
No. I look awful right
now. Why can't we be one of those couples?
No, I do not want a picture of me right now. Like,
why?
Look at me. That's way too close.
Why?
No.
We could look at, like, we could get a lot of likes for this.
Maury, no.
Yo, he's serious.
Couples do this.
Please.
Hey, let me just kiss your cheek while we do a selfie.
Oh my. No. Please stop.
Look up at the camera.
No.
Look at the camera.
This is torture.
Just look at the camera.
I don't want to be in a picture.
Why? We don't
because
do a couple
this is
pictures.
Not the right
we
liking.
Don't do couple pictures.
No.
Look at
you're
the camera.
Way too close with that.
You're hurting
wrong
me.
Wrong angle.
Look at the camera.
No.
Okay, I'm taking it now.
Okay.
That I'm posting that.
That is a bad photo of you.
Both are.
No.
Can we do a couple photo?
No. Not right now.
Okay.
Yo, he was like for real mad.
I love after all of that that Matthew did not want to get his picture taken. His first reaction at the end result was, oh, you look terrible. It wasn't I look terrible. It was you look terrible. Don't post
it
that.
It is impossible to take a photo with this guy.
But do you feel that you want to do a selfie with Matthew? Not because you want to capture a moment of the two of you in love, but you sort of just want other people to think that you guys sit around being in love on the couch all night?
I want to look like every other couple on Instagram.
But you're not like every other couple.
No, but for a moment.
You're in a loveless relationship. Maybe you are like every other couple then. Maybe you are just like every other
Matthew
couple.
Matthew hated it.
Why? For who? For what? When? Where?
For Instagram.
No.
Hey.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So we're all broke. We understand that. Everybody in this city's broke. Nobody can afford anything. Maury, come in here, please.
As soon as we start talking about broke ass.
So Maury's been doing a couple of side gigs, just voiceover stuff, right?
Yeah, it's my dream.
Well, we know it's your dream, but yeah, you have been doing it.
Because now I'm a member of the actors.
That's
union.
Right, Maury's a member of the union now.
Oh no! So,
which means that he makes a few more bucks when he does these things.
Okay.
And you get to do the premium product, right?
Yeah, like national things.
Oh, look at
national
that.
Means across the country.
Uh-huh. And so at some point, and I don't know when it was, but Matthew and Maury, who for the most part live outside of their means, not by much, I would say, but I would say live outside it.
Ross is trying to be nice.
And you know how couples dream, you know, hey, oh my God, wouldn't it be great if one day we did this? So a little while ago, Matthew, Maury's husband, tells Maury, okay, so our next car is going to be the new Range Rover in gunmetal gray. Not even knowing what a new Range Rover in gunmetal gray costs.
Yeah.
How much could it be?
Base price is $73,000. That's just base.
Yeah. Base price.
That's before you add in all them fucks.
That's a big jump from the $20,000 I spent on my Yaris.
Right. So Maury currently drives a Yaris, which is like a Le Car. Do you remember Le Car?
No.
You don't remember those things?
You don't? It said Le Car on the side.
It said Le Car. Yeah. Okay. The brand was called Le Car.
Okay.
It's basically the reincarnation. It was basically the reincarnation of Le Car, which is what the Yaris is. And so Maury then prices out the Range Rover, and we figured out that with his trade-in of his Yaris, the Range Rover was going to cost Maury and Matthew somewhere in the vicinity of $106,000.
Right. What was the trade-in again for your Yaris?
What was it?
$7,000.
$7,000.
So worth it, bro.
Okay, so this is Maury pitching the idea to Matthew about what if they did, in fact, upgrade from the Yaris to a $100,000 Range Rover.
Matthew.
What?
Question for you. As you know, I've been doing a couple of voice gigs this year as a member of ACTRA.
Didn't you only do one voice gig?
Well, it was two commercials in one, and I was on...
What? That's still one voice gig.
No, and I starred with Jason Priestley in Private Eyes.
Oh, God. Wasn't that for free?
No. So I thought we can spend a little and upgrade our car, because I know that you've always wanted this Range Rover. So I thought...
Am I seeing six digits there?
No, it comes out to roughly $100,000.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's six digits.
It would only be $2,345 a month.
Even if I had that money, I would not be spending that much money on a car.
Every time we walk by one of these, you drool and love.
I didn't know they were $100,000. I thought maybe, you know.
Well, I did the whole, I mapped it out, like leather seats, panoramic ceiling, you know, the brushed metal, gun metal that you like is the thing. And it only comes to $2,345 a month, and we could split that.
Premium LED headlights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not happening. We can't even afford
it. Well, if you cut back on the money, the stuff you spend money on.
I can't cut back anymore.
I buy clothes and shoes time online.
No.
Didn't you just buy, like, all red Jordans?
They weren't Jordans. They were Nike Airs. Thank you, Nike IDs.
Right. So maybe you buy less shoes.
I need to stop spending less. You, Mr. On the computer every 5 seconds buying art, bidding on... Why don't you f***ing stop that?
But think about how we would look driving around, the status of us.
Ridiculous. We'll have that car and eating Kraft dinner for 5 years.
What's wrong with that?
No.
Matthew, come on. Like,
Maury,
this is all you've ever wanted.
Get your head out of the cloud.
This is all you have ever wanted.
No. Not for that price.
If we cut back, we can do this.
I can't cut back anymore, Maury. My back is cut.
That makes no sense.
Because I cannot cut back anymore.
Okay, but I did all the math on this, and it's only 2,000.
You're horrible at math, and you clearly f***ed up on this one, too. How far have you gone into mapping this out and calculating this, and did you contact these people? Like, what is going on here? You better not be doing anything stupid.
It even comes with electrical outlets inside.
I don't need f***ing electrical outlets inside the car.
All right, well, ruin another dream that you've ruined.
Nope, the Yaris hasn't died, and we are going to drive that Yaris until... It's broken down on the side of a road, and we need to call CAA.
Like, that car was cool then. I mean, these cars...
That car's going to take us to A to Z and ABC all over again to Z again. I don't believe in buying cars when the current car you have is totally fine.
I just thought that you could pay the monthly fee of $23,000.
You could go...
I thought that you could pay the $2,000 a month and I would pay the gas.
Oof. In your dreams. Kiss this right here.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So it's Valentine's Day.
That's true. Day of love.
And who greater to celebrate Valentine's Day with
than the Dammits.
Oh, no.
Dammit Maury, Dammit Matthew, trying to get in that mood. Set the tone for the day.
Newlyweds, this is your first Valentine's as newlyweds, Maury. Congratulations on that.
It's more Dammit Maury trying to set the tone than it is Dammit Matthew.
Oh, okay.
So here's the set. Here's how everything. The art of surprise.
Oh.
From Dammit Maury to Dammit Matthew.
Okay. Matthew.
By the way, Dammit Maury is in the bedroom at this point.
Oh, no.
And has Dammit Matthew walk right in.
Oh, Matthew.
What?
I want to give you a romantic massage for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a first. What is on the bed?
Well, I wanted to put some rose petals or whatever, so I just grabbed some from the pot downstairs. The planter.
Those are not rose petals. There's f***ing dirt on the bed right now.
It's okay, just...
No, it's not okay. Do you know how expensive those sheets are?
It's okay, we can wipe it off after.
This is silk! Get this off the bed, Maury. Right now. Get the vacuum. Right now.
Okay, but now you're ruining the moment.
What moment? I don't want plants on my bed.
Like, how am I supposed to be romantic now if you're vacuuming the bed?
Some of us should maybe think twice before putting... I don't know, what is this? What was going through your mind to make you think I would even want flowers on the bed? We don't even eat in the bed.
I just thought, like, you see in the movies with romanticisms.
What movie is this?
Oh my god.
Off to a great start, right?
What, did you just, like, pull flowers out of the thing in the bottom of the condo and throw them on the bed?
Yo, your condo fee's going up, son.
Okay, can I still give you the massage, at least?
Yes, now you are, definitely.
Valentine.
Don't talk! Ow, my back! God, sorry, you're heavy. God, I need to breathe. Sorry.
This is the first massage I've ever given you. Like, enjoy it at least.
No, Maury, you are too heavy. My back.
Okay.
Shh. God, I'm going to need a chiropractor appointment after this. What is that?
Cream.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Ow! Maury, what is that? That is not... Ew!
What?
That is not body cream. What is that?
Face cream.
That is for shaving. Maury?
I'm just trying to work your muscles. You're very tense.
No, you're supposed... Yeah, because of you. You're supposed to... Can you watch my... Stop!
That's what they do. You're supposed to go like that.
No, I do not like that. Stop it. You're punching me. I'm going to punch you in the face. Can you be soft and gentle?
I'm trying to work your kinks.
Get off of me.
Why?
Can you do this without, like...
Ow, you just hit me in the...
Okay, thank you. I'm done.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
How did that feel?
Awful.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
It is Movember, and Dammit Maury again. Seriously. Dammit Maury again is growing his mustache. Dammit Maury has a wonderful, beautiful, thick, luscious, gorgeous mustache. I love it to death. I don't ever want it to leave. Last year, it hung around through November, December, and January.
Yeah.
Manuary. Went all the way to the end of Manuary.
Yeah.
If you can believe that. Dammit Matthew, Maury's fiance, not a fan of the mustache, as we know. And what did you try and do? Maury tried to give Matthew a kiss last night, and he recorded it because he's very invasive with his relationship and records everything. And this may be the most disturbing thing I've ever heard, which is Dammit Maury... trying to give his fiance a mustache kiss.
Let me kiss you with the mustache. Mustache kisses. Mustache kisses. Mustache kisses.
What the hell?
Mustache kisses.
Is he snorting?
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune's on the back.
Mustache kisses.
No.
Just one.
No.
That is stuff. You know what's really, really odd about that?
Everything?
Well, yes, everything. That there's parts of everybody's life that are extremely intimate and extremely private. And that sort of moment when you're alone in bed, we all have things that we do, you know, when we're in that intimate moment, not mm-hmm. like a sex moment, but just like a moment of intimacy where there are no eyes on you. Mm. Nothing matters. And you just fall into this weird routine. But nobody's ever supposed to hear it. And I've never seen anybody I know in that weird sort of intimate moment to find out if they talk baby talk, maybe they're aggressive, maybe they're whatever. And it's so weird to know Maury, and that's like them cuddled up. Just play the whole thing for me again, please.
Let me kiss you.
Oh.
With the mustache.
With the mustache.
Mustache kisses. Mustache kisses.
We shouldn't be listening to this almost.
Mustache kisses. Oh.
Oh my god.
Just like
mustache kisses. Mustache kisses.
Just you know grunting what the worst? And snorting and like
you know what the worst part is? Throughout that entire 40 seconds, Maury is continuously getting denied.
I know. Oh, that's true. That's true. I didn't even
denied!
Think about that. I didn't even think about that.
Well, it's because of the mustache.
I know, but maybe it's because of your approach.
I just climb all up.
Does he like that, though? That you guys like the baby talk? Like you like treating each other like children?
Absolutely,
like...
but we all have our own times. Like there's certain times mean? Where if he's... you know, watching TV or something. It's like, don't come near me. I'm
okay.
watching my show.
No, I know. But when it's times like that, like, are you the baby talker or does he sometimes do the baby talk?
Oh, it's both.
You both sit
it's
and baby
thing.
Talk each other.
It's our thing.
That is so weird. Normally in a relationship, one person does the baby talk. I don't know.
Let me
know
kiss
if I...
you with the mustache. Mustache kisses. Let me kiss you with the mustache. Mustache kisses.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Good. So Hanukkah is tonight.
On Sunday.
And like most Jews that I know, and I really didn't even. I grew up in a small town.
Yeah.
And I grew up in Acton, and I'll tell you, I think that I was maybe 19. Or 18 when I went to college before I met a Jew. Mm-hmm. I had never met a Jew before growing up in Acton.
Do you like Jews?
Yeah, no problem. I didn't, but I didn't understand a lot about. I didn't know what it was to be a Jew. I didn't. You don't get that sort of education when you grow up in a small town that's not as diverse in that sort of way. We had in my town. We had I think one black family when I was growing up.
Yeah.
We had a dwarf family. Mm-hmm. He was the chiropractor, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Things are looking up for him.
What?
What?
Because he was a dwarf, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So things were looking up.
What was looking up?
What was looking up?
Well, he was looking
up. Did you just
up.
Make a midget joke, Maury?
Yes.
Not cool.
On Hanukkah? I'm sitting here praising your people.
Not cool, man.
It's just a pun.
How is that a pun?
All right. So anyway,
insensitive.
I was shocked when I started. There's two kinds of like Jews that I've met in my life. There's Jews and then there's Jew light.
I am very much Jew light.
Jew light. I've never the biggest bacon eaters I've ever met in my life have been Jew light. Mm. And not only do they love bacon, they save it for last.
Mm.
Right? They'll clear off everything on their plate and then they just save the bacon for last. So most, I don't know a lot of hardcore Jews. I know a lot of Jew light. And Maury.
It's like Coke and Diet Coke.
It is like Coke and Diet Coke, right?
Now, hold on. But I mean, through my youth, I was, you know, I did religious
as
school,
most of
blah,
you
blah, blah.
As most of you did. As most of you
so
did.
So I did it all. Now it's time to live it all.
Okay. That's what I'm saying, Maury. Okay. So, and part of Jew light, the one thing that I did discover is the Jews that I did meet love Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we love free stuff.
Right. Jews love, the Jews that I've met love Christmas. They love Hanukkah, they love being a Jew, but they love Christmas.
The favorite thing ever of all time is when I am sitting in the couch next to our Christmas tree.
Right. So Damn It Maury and Damn It Matthew put the Christmas tree up.
Oh, nice.
And this should be a time to celebrate. Like, I was almost in tears putting the Christmas tree up the other day. I got my kid with me, I got my girl, we're eating popcorn, listening to reggae, because that's what I love to do over the holidays. Nothing wrong with that. It was just
photos of your tree were so cute.
And so Damn It Maury and Damn It Matthew put up their tree. And you think that this would be the one time where they would get along. But Maury secretly recorded the whole thing. And the tension in their house is on level 8 normally. But when they have to do a project together, it quickly escalates to 10. And this moment of sharing and love and holiday spirit becomes so ugly so fast. This is Damn It Maury and Damn It Matthew, where Damn It Maury has secretly recorded the debates while putting up the Christmas tree.
No. Christmas with the Damn It.
Christmas with the Damn It.
No, I don't. Like, what are you doing?
I'm spreading everything out.
You're putting things, like, everywhere. I don't want that. I can't think like that and work like that.
How do you see what ornaments there are if they're not spread out?
The very first thing is the tree.
Yeah, I know, but you need to see what's in here.
I don't need to see what's in there, but the tree is enough.
We're doing the tree.
Like, I'm not putting all this shit out.
Why not? We have it all.
I'm not putting Jersey Shore things out. Like, how do you live like that? I can't live with anything so packed and claustrophobic in here.
It's Christmas.
Okay, so you get a sense of what it's like with Christmas with the Dammits. Right? That's part one of putting up the Christmas tree. So I imagine Maury wanted to lay everything out. Let's assess what we have here. Let's go over all our holiday
and
gear.
And then come up with a plan
where Damn It Matthew was like, I can't live with you like this. What are you doing, you numbskull? So I guess this part in part two is the actual assembly of the Christmas tree, correct? Okay. While they're listening to Mariah Carey.
I don't understand.
You're not doing it right.
Maybe I did it wrong.
You have to twist it.
Okay, lift it up.
Twist the base.
No, I can't. It's already at the bottom.
So take it out. Pull it out.
Okay, you pull it out.
Still talking about Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Ow, I can't breathe.
Oh, my God.
Stuck. Oh, it's stuck.
How come we always f*** this up every year?
Just pull the thing out. It's too tight?
Yes, it's stuck.
But it's on my head. It's on my head.
Shut up.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This is a problem.
Okay. How are you not knowing how to do this? Move. No, it's not up. That's how you tighten it.
Well, why isn't it going?
Okay. I'll have to stand up or something.
Okay, clearly this has to be it.
Wiggle it. Wiggle it in.
Damn.
Wiggle it in.
Pause. Still talking about the tree, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sing it, Mariah.
And then which way?
Like, it usually just falls in.
I know. I can't do this. Oh my God, it's so hot. Like, I want to throw this in the garbage.
No, it's just... Okay, lift it out again. Well, that can't be right. I don't understand.
God. Jesus. It's like...
I'm going to do it again.
I mean, is there anything... Okay,
see?
Go.
See? It's in.
Okay, now tighten.
I'm tightening it. I can't screw it that hard.
All right.
There you go. So that's, ladies and gentlemen,
that's the holidays. That's Christmas with the Dammits. It's something so simple, you know? So simple. Just becomes so, like...
Just becomes the task of the century.
Just nasty.
No, I don't... Like, what are you doing?
I'm spreading everything out.
You're putting things, like, everywhere. I don't want that. I can't think like that and work like that.
How do you see what ornaments there are if they're not spread out?
very first thing is the tree.
Right, no, we need to see what's in here.
I don't need to see what's in there, but the tree is enough.
We're doing the tree.
Like, I'm not putting all this shit out.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
It is the holidays, and by request, somebody had said, hey, next time, Dammit Maury, that when you cuddle up at night with your fiance, Dammit Matthew, please read Christmas Shoes. I had no idea really what this was. And since doing my own research, Christmas Shoes is, it's a song originally done by, I guess, like a Christian folk band. Okay. And it's polarizing. People either hear Christmas Shoes and they love it and start sobbing, or people roll their eyes and want to punch the radio. It is. It's one of those things. I gather the song is about a kid who wants to buy his dying mom a new pair of shoes so she looks foxy when she meets Jesus. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what I'm guessing the song is about. But only with like heartfelt, all that other jazz thrown in there. Rhyming words and whatnot. How you make a song. I don't know how you make a song. That's how you make a song. So this is Dammit Maury and his fiance Dammit Matthew by request. In chapter 5 of Bedtime with the Dammits, reading Christmas Shoes.
Can you come here? Hello?
Can you come here? Glitter on your face.
It's from the candles. There's glitter on the candles.
I'm not done. That's why the lights are on.
Jesus, guys.
What the It's sneezing time.
Okay.
Wow, so that's how it starts.
Christmas Shoes. It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift for two, not really in the
It says last gift or two.
Last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood, and standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe, and when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say.
So, pretty nice so far, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of the sad Christmas song, but let's go.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please.
How about please don't sing? Can't you just read it? Is this...
That's the song.
A song?
Yeah. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
What?
Yeah. They counted...
I'm already lost.
They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me and he said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though. Most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I going to do? Somehow I gotta buy her these Christmas shoes.
Oh, snap, the kid ran out of money.
Oh, he doesn't have enough money. Okay, I'm starting to get this now. Okay.
We'll go to the end where they wrap things up and then kind of discuss.
Yeah, I'd like
the
actual
story.
Yeah.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
My God, well, is she going to meet Jesus or not?
I don't know, the song came out 2 years ago.
Well, clearly they were having trouble in the writing room because they kept repeating the same verse over and over again.
Oh,
and they're very concerned about meeting Jesus with shoes on.
No, it's about the boy wanting his mom to look beautiful for Jesus. Like, you know, she's shoeless, and you can't go barefoot to heaven.
Okay, well, now that you put it in that way, it is sentimental. And okay, I was going to say if she's sick, she doesn't really need the shoes, but...
No, that it's so that when she dies, she can look pretty.
They better be some Christian Louboutins.
So if you're dying, do you want these shoes?
Yes.
In case
want
you
the
need,
whole ensemble, honey.
In case you meet Jesus tonight.
In case I meet Jesus. I don't think he wants to meet me.
So if you were buying a dead woman shoes, what kind of shoes?
I don't think she's dead yet. Well, I hope there's stilettos. You know, like if she's going anyways, like she's going to go away looking good with respect.
and with a proper pair of shoes, you know, to meet Jesus. You know, he's going to let her go.
You know, can't he just call on a celebrity for a donation instead of buying them? Just have somebody donate some shoes.
This is a little kid. It's like a son-mother story, mother-son story, and, you know, it's almost like he's paying her back and letting her go with respect. And
he wants her to look good for Jesus.
Yes.
They're not wrong, though. Like, I actually think that as off base as the two of you were about the meaning of the Christmas shoe song, you sort of talked yourself into the right place at the end, which I don't think has ever happened with Bedtime with the Dammits.
They better be some Christian Louboutins.
I like when Maury sang the line, though. That was my favorite part.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please.
How about please don't sing? Can you just read it? Is this?
Well, that's the song.
A song?
Yeah.
So again, Christmas Shoes is probably the most polarizing Christmas song ever written. I'm just reading one review of it now where they say this song is the zit on the nape of Christmas's neck.
Oh,
that's not a very flattering review.
Wow, that is very descriptive, too.
A lot of fans of Christmas Shoes, though. Anyway, did you like it? Did they get it right? It's 416-870-8888.
I want to know if anybody cried.
Yeah, people bawl at this song, man. People really do. They take it very seriously.
At this version, though.
Oh. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please.
How about please don't sing? Can't you just read it? Is this
that's the song.
A song?
Yeah.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So Toronto, we present to you the Dammits and a Ouija board.
Check, check. Just can you get the matches to light the candle?
I'm a little concerned because I have oil on my hands right now.
Can you get the matches for the candle and turn off the light? All right, so seriously, though, have you ever done this before?
No, I have not done this, and if I've done it, I was like four.
Okay, so put your hand, fingertips
That's
on the other
bad parenting.
Hand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
clear
God.
Clear your mind.
I can't clear my mind. I live with you.
Clear your mind. We're going to do the Ouija board. Okay, so is there anyone in the room that wants to communicate with us?
No, there's no one in the room that wants to communicate. Wait, where are you moving this to?
I'm not moving anything.
Yes, you are.
I didn't touch it. It went to yes.
No, you moved
I didn't
it.
Touch this. I thought you were pushing it.
No.
I'm serious.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Wait, here, let's call it again. Is there anyone in the room that wants to talk to us?
It's already on yes.
Oh.
This is very aggressive Ouija-ing. Right?
You're supposed to be calm.
That's what I thought. Like I
and
thought,
like a little bit relaxed.
Like I thought when you talk to a Ouija board, you're supposed to be like, I don't know, just call it Ouija. Like, Ouija, are you there? Ouija. 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 Not
all aggressive.
It's already on, yes.
Okay, great. Do you hear any talking?
No, that's how they communicate
hear
through
any
this.
Talking?
What is the first initial of your name? T.
T, I don't know.
Your Uncle Tony?
Really? Okay.
Right? Uncle Tony.
That's not funny, you know.
I'm not doing snap. This. It's doing it on its own. Are we moving this for you, or are you doing it yourself? Are you here in anger?
Are you here in anger?
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry. This is such
It says no. Is there anything that you want to say to us?
Yes, please do tell.
You didn't answer that one. Is there anyone else in the room that wants to communicate to us?
Oh my God, Maury, Andy Warhol wants to talk to you.
You can't even take this seriously.
No, I can't.
People have done this for centuries, and they talk to the dead. This is how they learn stuff.
They're in a psychic ward now. Or not a psychic ward, what do you call it?
Psychiatry.
Psychiatric.
Do you want me to ask the last question?
Yes, ask the last question. Let's be done with this.
Will we be dying soon?
What? Are you out of your mind?
Do you want to know about death? Does death scare you?
Yes.
Should we try this again?
No, we don't need to try this. This is a scam. I don't think there is a right way to do this.
You're not believing.
No, I don't believe in this.
Like, it's moved a couple times and you're not believing in it. You're making a mockery of the dead.
No, I'm making a mockery of this Ouija board or Ouija.
Do you want to keep going?
No, I don't want to keep going.
Okay.
I think I may have done Bloody Mary once.
Oh, do you want to do that?
No.
Oh, snap.
Come to the bathroom. Let's do it. Come on.
Oh.
Okay, pause.
To the bathroom.
Do people know what Bloody Mary is? Okay, so as far as I know, Bloody Mary was when you go into a bathroom and you turn off all the lights and you stand in front of the mirror. And how many times do you have to say Bloody Mary? And then you say, in the mirror, three times, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,
Bloody Mary. No, don't say
it! Sorry, you're right. And then...
what are you going to say it a third time for? So that she's going to come in here and kill all of us?
And then Bloody Mary comes out and murders you right there on the toilet.
Yeah, it's like saying Beetlejuice three times.
So,
just don't say it two more times.
Okay, so you do... okay, so wow, you guys did Bloody Mary. That's ballsy.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Come on. Okay, now we've moved into the bathroom.
We didn't need to come to the bathroom. We could have just...
No, it's the whole point is the mirror. You're supposed to yell...
Yeah, there's a mirror in the hallway.
You yell that specific name three times into the mirror.
Okay. Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary,
Bloody Mary. Look in the mirror and do it again.
The neighbors are going to think like...
Okay, do it. Look in the mirror and do it again. Look in the mirror and do it again.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. See? Nothing happening.
How are you not afraid? I'm actually quite scared.
And, of course, that movie, Ouija. A lot of people are into Ouija, man. The movie's number one.
Yeah, dude. Crazy, right?
A lot of people are into that. Damn it, Matthew. Hadn't used a Ouija board since he was four, apparently. That's
what?
Questionable parenting.
Out of your mind? What? Are you out of your mind?
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
We all know the conversations that take place between Dammit Maury and his fiance, Dammit Matthew.
Yeah.
It's always Maury getting yelled at and ripped apart by his fiance.
Yeah.
So.
This is the Dammit's Halloween edition?
Yes.
Okay.
Dammit Maury kidnapped Dammit Matthew.
When you say kidnapped, what do you mean he kidnapped him?
Like, he didn't force him into the car.
Okay.
But was just like, get in the car, put this blindfold on.
Get in the car and put this blindfold on.
How about if I just play it for you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, get in. Oh. Okay, you have to put on a blindfold.
So what?
I have a surprise. I'm going to take you somewhere. Put this around your eyes.
You want me blindfolded?
Yes.
I could have brought my sleeping mask.
No, this is fine. Just wrap it around your eyes.
I don't trust being in a car with you blindfolded.
It'll be fine. We're going somewhere.
Where? How long do I have to be blindfolded for?
Until we get there.
No, if we pull up to a red light, people are going to wonder why the am I blindfolded.
I'll tell you when we get there.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Maybe it's a good surprise.
Yeah, you better be taking me to a f***ing 5-star hotel right now. I'm hearing gravel. What's going on? Where are we?
We're almost at the surprise. We're pulling into the surprise.
Oh, really?
Oh, I should turn my headlights on.
That doesn't... What?
Okay, we're here. Take your blindfold off.
Okay. What? Where the f*** are we?
We are at the...
I know where we are.
The Mount Pleasant Cemetery.
Right. Why are we at the cemetery?
I packed some bags. I packed sleeping bags.
Excuse me.
A suitcase, and I packed two sleeping bags.
Oh, you're funny. Very funny.
No, seriously, we're going to stay here tonight. Take your seatbelt off.
No, I don't think so. I'm not leaving this car.
Why not?
Because I have no purpose to be out there at a cemetery. You could sleep there amongst the dead because you are going to be dead. I'm not getting out of the car, Maury.
Why not?
Close that door.
What's the worst that can happen? Come on, get out of the car.
I'm going to throw you in an open ditch if I see you.
Why don't we just get out of the car and
close that f***ing door. Take me the f*** home right now. And I'm not going to repeat myself.
Dude, I thought this would be funny, honestly.
Funny?
Yeah, I thought this would be funny.
I am this close to driving your ass into one of those open ditches, if there are any, if I find one, and then driving away, and I don't even have my license. What a waste of time, a waste of gas, and a waste of my time. I don't need to be at a cemetery. Can you please take me away? Are you taping this?
No.
You're taping this, aren't you? You're taping this. I can't believe this.
I think, first of all, does Matthew call graves ditches? Okay, I understand that now. So Matthew calls graves ditches. But I think that the funniest part was that for the vast majority of that entire ordeal, he didn't think you were taping it. He just thought you were doing this. In hindsight, you really should have walked him out of the car blindfolded and just left him there alone.
Can you imagine? Anyway, so needless to say, he was not happy at all.
Where the f*** are we?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz, would you and the rest of Toronto like to hear Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, talk about car maintenance?
What is the context for that?
All right. So, for some reason... Actually, go ahead, Maury.
So I was telling Matthew, because I got a phone call from my dad. He wants to gift me with a new light bulb for my brake light that's been out for a year. So he called going, I want to change the light bulb for you. So mm-hmm. I was telling Matthew all about this when we were out for drinks on Friday.
Okay, so your dad has offered to fix your taillight for you.
Yeah, because he thinks that that's a good gift.
So you've been driving around, you've been driving me in a car with no taillight?
One works.
Oof, Maury, come on, man.
You can get a ticket for that. I'm surprised you haven't already.
Yeah. Knock on wood.
Yeah. Okay, so this is you explaining car maintenance to Matthew.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, can I also throw in there the fact that the two of them sound completely wasted?
Okay, what were you drinking?
He was having a sangria. I was having something called a French kiss.
Of course you were.
Oh, that's nice and refreshing. You're right. Thank you. No, my dad said he's going to change the brake lights in the car, and I didn't want any clanking noises, and I was really worried about clanking noises.
What are you worried about clanking noises? You can't get a clanking noise from changing a light bulb.
Well, you know, we have to, like, take a part of the car out and then fix the car back, and I'm just worried he doesn't know how to do that for the brake lights.
He has to take out the panel?
Yes.
In the front or the back?
The brake lights.
Okay, but in the front or the back?
Where else would they be?
Maury, there's lights in the front and lights in the back.
Yes, but if you're braking your car, there's only one place it would be.
No, if you're braking your car, everyone needs to know you're braking in front of you and behind you.
Nobody in front needs to know if you're braking.
Yes.
Who in front?
If you are at a stop sign or a four-way crossing, whatever those things are called, with the whole lights, what's it called? I don't know.
A traffic light.
A traffic light. Thank you. I don't drive. I don't have my license. My point is, people in front of you need to know if you're braking.
No, they see your car is stopped. The people in front don't need to know.
Why do you think there's, like, the turn signals?
That's if I'm turning.
The turn signals are in the front and the back, just
yes,
like the
but
brakes.
The brake lights are only in the back.
Are you sure they're not in the front, too?
Those are called headlights. No, headlights are just so that I could see when I'm driving. Brake lights are the people behind me don't drive into my ass.
I don't know. I thought there were brake lights everywhere.
No.
Front, back, side.
No.
Wasted. What were you drinking?
Oh, a French kiss.
Yeah, French kiss.
Oh, my stomach.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
So it's 420 today.
Sure
420.
Is.
The day everybody has chosen to celebrate weed and weed culture and the politics of weed and... It's a year to celebrate for those who are involved in that movement.
Young Dundas Square. Going to be crazy today. Going to be lit, literally.
Maury's down there every year, so be sure to say hi to him when you see him today. And he always comes home every year reeking like weed, and Matthew always freaks out on him.
Yeah. But last night was a little bit different in the Dammit's household.
What happened?
Dammit Maury took to his fiance a weed-laced... brownie.
Oh, no.
Offering up, saying, listen, halvesies.
Oh, no.
However,
yeah,
the weed brownie didn't actually have weed in it.
Oh, it was just a regular brownie.
It was just a regular brownie.
What is that?
A weed brownie.
What?
A weed brownie. Try half.
No!
It'll help you fall asleep.
No!
If I have half, you have half.
No.
Just take a bit.
No.
I'm rubbing it on your lips.
Don't.
I'm rubbing it on your lips.
Maury, I want to go to bed. Don't waste my time. I don't want it.
I'm sticking it in your mouth.
Fine.
Okay, what? And I'll have my bite. Are you chewing it?
Okay, it tastes like a regular brownie.
Okay, how does it feel?
I think I'm feeling something.
Okay. Is it like taking, is it making you calm?
Kind of.
Where do you, like, what is the feeling?
Serenity.
So you think it's working?
Maybe. I don't know. Oh. Doesn't it take a while to digest?
Not when you eat it. I think it's kicking in for you. I think it's kicking in for you.
Oh, this is amazing.
You like it?
This is amazing.
Is it the best feeling ever?
Okay. That's amazing.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
Okay, what?
You're not high.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, no, it's just a regular brownie I got from Rabba.
No, what?
Yeah, just, it's, I completely, it wasn't a brownie.
I knew it.
I knew it.
It tasted like nothing, so I knew it.
Yeah, I put it in a Ziploc and tricked you. Don't you wish it was a real brownie?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think I could use one. Just to drift away from you.
Can I just say? That I have such new love for Matthew, because what we just heard was the actual sound of what Matthew sounds like when he just eats a regular brownie.
Totally.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Bedtime with the Dammits on the Roz and Mocha Show. They frolic in their underwear in downtown Toronto. Two men who are lovers who like to read in bed. So let's check in with the Dammits to see what they have read.
So it was Mother's Day, and in honor of Mother's Day, I guess there are children's books that have to do with Mother's Day. That's
with
the
moms.
Deal. With moms.
Relationship a kid has with their mom.
And if you remember, they were both in tears when they, or I guess Maury was in tears and Matthew laughed at Maury for crying, when they read I Love You Forever.
Oh.
They did not understand The Giving Tree. They fought like crazy when they read The Giving Tree. On today's, what is the book that you did this weekend, Moore?
Just Me and My Mom.
Just Me and My Mom for Mother's Day.
Matthew. You and your bedtime story. It's my nap time when you read.
No, but let me, like, you know, spoon you.
Ah!
No.
Okay, it's called Just Me and My Mom because, like, it's Mother's Day. We went to the city, just me and my mom. Mom gave me some money to buy tickets for the train.
Single mother.
I wanted to help mom get on the train, but the steps were too high, so mom helped me instead.
Aww.
But when the conductor came by, the tickets were gone, so mom paid the conductor some more money.
What?
I guess he lost the tickets.
Oh, hell no.
The city was very busy. I held mom's hand so she wouldn't be scared. We went to the Museum of Natural History. They had rooms full of old dinosaur bones. I picked up a little dinosaur egg to show to my mom, but someone ran up and grabbed it. I wasn't going to hurt it. I tried on some costumes just for mom, but then the museum guard didn't like that.
Again, where is the story going? We don't know.
Then we went next door to the aquarium.
Uh-oh. All of a sudden.
There were lots of fish in a big tank of water.
Well, yeah, I'd hope so at the aquarium.
They had some seals doing a show. Mom got mad because she couldn't find me.
Now we're at Marineland. Okay.
I ran up front to get a closer look at the seals. We went to the art museum, but it only had a weird picture, and I was getting tired.
Good, Ed. How many things? How many museums are they going in one day?
After that, we went to a very nice restaurant for lunch. We didn't stay long.
We did all that before lunch? Not in Toronto.
We decided to have a hot dog from a stand.
Not with all the traffic.
That was more fun anyway.
No, street meat's never more fun anyway. No.
He has zero time for anything, huh?
Yeah, no patience whatsoever.
Just no patience at all for anything.
It's not gluten-free.
Mom. I'm still, like,
not over the fact that it did all that before noon.
Mom wanted to go to a big store full of dresses and stuff like that. Yuck.
I mean, unless this is your parents, because they wake up at like 6 in the morning.
Mom even made me try on some clothes. She bought me a new suit. Some guy measured me and stuck pins all over my clothes.
Oh God, I was wondering where this was going for a second.
We passed by the toys. I found some stuffed animals I wanted, but Mom said, it's time to go. We took a taxi to the train station. I got to ride in the front seat. The taxi driver drove real fast. It was cool. I let Mom buy the tickets this time. She said she didn't have enough money to buy more tickets if they get lost. Good idea, Mom.
They're probably broke after all those 10 museums that they went to.
We had fun, just me and my mom. I even stayed awake all the way home. Well, almost. And that's the story.
Really?
What did you learn from this?
Oh, God.
I think we're learning here that this is, you know, a typical case of a single mother going out with a child, you know, trying to do things. I think, I don't know if I agree with doing all those things in one day because, I mean, you don't want to spoil the kid. I mean, I feel like this is too many things back to back. And then you wonder why parents are like, I'm so tired. You hear it all the time. You know what? Sit that kid down on the couch and watch TV. Turn on the TV. Sit there for a couple hours. Or you want to go play? There's the door. Go outside. And then you do the one thing.
And then we
thing.
Wonder why mom has no money.
Exactly. And then you do the one thing on the weekend or the one thing on every day with, you know, with the kid. Like, you go to one museum and that's it. And I don't know why they went to a dress shop. Maybe the kid's going to remember all these memories. I don't know. Wasn't he falling asleep at the end or something? That's what the moral of the story is tire your kids out before noon so they can go to sleep. And then mom gets me time.
Oh, my. You got a couch? You got a television? That's parenting. What's the matter with you?
Parenting 101 from Damn It Matthew. That is so funny. Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is Bedtime with the Damn It.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Namor, get in here, please. My love.
Are we talking about camping?
Yeah. If you remember before we went on vacation, the Damn It's. Good one. The Dammits, Dammit Maury, and his fiance Dammit Matthew were going to a cabin in the woods in upstate New York that they were not 100% sure how they were with homosexuals. Were they okay? It turned out they were fine?
It turned out fine.
Oh, okay.
Was it the same camping site, camping area where those two inmates escaped to?
Yes.
Yeah. Same place.
Same guy?
Yeah.
The same place, and them guys.
I think I bought wood from them.
Yeah,
same. No, they both didn't.
Yeah, they're not around anymore. So you guys went to a cabin in the woods. We established that you could not light a fire even with gasoline, but your purpose for going up there was what, Moore?
I just wanted
to... Because it seemed very off-type for you two.
Like, I didn't want to hear music. I didn't want to see cars. I just wanted to live like the woods people and just relax.
Like the woods people. What does that mean to you, to live like the woods people?
Like bearded people that, you know, like clean clothes in lakes with rocks and like back in the day people.
But okay.
Like our ancestors.
Okay, but you didn't go like upstate New York and live under a tree for a week. You went to a campsite.
Yeah.
With
a ceiling fan and wood paneling.
A ceiling fan, yeah. Just like in the old days.
Because he wanted to live like the wood people. Matthew was not fully on board, right?
He didn't know what to expect.
And what was he expecting?
He was wishy-washy. He was like, this is going to be great. We're going to sit by a campfire. No one's going to be around. You know, we'll be able to sing songs with a guitar.
Did you bring a guitar?
No, we just thought they'd provide you with one.
Do either of you play the guitar?
No, but how hard is it?
Okay, so what is this that you have over there, Mocha?
This is... one of Dammit Maury's goals was to paint.
Oh, that's right.
By the water.
To paint like...
Like Monet.
Like Monet. That's what it was. So, to paint like Monet.
I think this is Dammit Maury showing Dammit Matthew his Monet-inspired painting.
His Moray.
What is that?
Where?
Everywhere.
It's a pathway. Those are trees on either side. How can you not tell? And in the middle is a tree stump.
You're just not a painter.
How do you not see it? Look at it this way.
I just see green.
Grass.
What are the dots?
Flowers and stuff. That's what Monet did, just dots, right? Mm. It's the impression of flowers.
Mm.
Do you see the water?
I have no words about this one.
It goes well with the other one.
Take me home.
Why?
I'm back to the 416, please.
Why? Because. How is this not relaxing for you? I've painted.
This is torture.
Is dinner ready? Huh?
Cook your own dinner.
Did you not do the charcoal right?
This isn't working. This isn't like...
Did you light the charcoal? Is it cooking?
I don't know.
Hang on a second. So what did you guys eat if you couldn't start a fire and you couldn't get the charcoal running?
It took us an hour and a half to cook chicken. We just, like, we started the grill. We put our chicken on it and our corn. And then we went and did something like canoeing or something and came back and prayed dinner was ready.
You put chicken on a grill and went out and did activities and came back and just hoped that it was ready?
Yeah.
Like, oh, not like not thinking that maybe the forest is going to burn down or maybe the
wood cabin
or the cabin's going to burn down.
Oh, we didn't care.
Do you want to see some of Maury's paintings here?
Hold on. I'm going to play for you. This one's really quick, but this is Damn It Matthew's overall thoughts.
Oh, please.
Of
yeah.
The entire experience.
Okay. Well, this vacation wasn't a vacation for me. I actually hate it.
Oh,
just so you know,
but it's relaxing.
It's not relaxing for me.
Why?
Because none of this is relaxing to me.
Wait,
what part was relaxing?
We're in a locked cabin.
Oh my god, no. Unless it's like room service, this isn't relaxing.
There's silence, trees.
Trust me, I'm hating it.
Why can't you just see the bright side?
Maury, I hate it. Get used to it, because I hate it.
Why?
This is not relaxing to me. I'm exhausted, my muscles hurt, like I'm tired. This is exhausting to me.
Morning kisses. No.
Thank you. That's not going to make it.
How long into the trip was this recorded?
Day one.
Oh my god. Okay, so I have Maury's paintings, his masterpieces for like Moray, are on little miniature easels in front of us here. So this is what? Explain this one. What is that there, Moore?
That would be, I'm going to call that Untitled One.
Okay, but no, what is it though? What did
so
you say?
So what we're looking
paint?
At here is, this is trees. This is the Allegheny Mountain Hills here.
Yeah.
The trees, that's the water.
Yeah.
That's an M for Maury. We have the sky here with some clouds.
What's the red stuff?
Down here?
No, blood. Just above.
Right here?
Yeah. What is
tree
that?
Trunk.
What?
A tree trunk.
Tree trunk.
It's a tree trunk, okay? That's number
some
one.
Some of them two prisoners got shot? What the hell is that?
What are you talking about? So what we're looking at here is this is like a grass walkway with trees on either side surrounded by water.
Oh,
how do you not see that?
It looks like a pool table.
Yeah, your perspective is a little wonky on this one, I'd say.
Well, I was sort of looking down on it from my chair.
Like upside down or with your eyes closed?
No, like, you're looking right on it. Like, I'm on the walkway.
Okay,
oh, that's
now,
a tree trunk right
okay,
there.
Okay, what's your purpose of this? You want to sell these? Is that what you want to do,
you
Maury?
You think you can make money for this? Look, if Monet did this, like, he would make millions.
Okay, if anybody would like to bid on original Moray.
And,
do we have a starting bid?
Well, we'll establish that.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast. So I guess last night, Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew, wanted to make sangria.
At home.
At home.
Oh, it's difficult.
And all hell broke loose.
Where's the recipe?
You don't need a recipe.
Yes, we need a recipe. What am I doing with the bullets?
You're blending the mangoes.
Fine.
Mango.
It's like ice, mangoes, fruit, wine.
Oh my god, just get me the mangoes.
Vodka.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the mangoes ready.
No, you're waiting for me, thank you.
Why do I need to wait for you to do the mangoes?
Because I'm not supposed to do anything. Oh. You have to add water or something. You can't blend something with a liquid.
It's a fruit, it's made out of liquid.
Oh my god, you were born yesterday. Are we going camping?
What are you
bought a bag of ice.
They don't sell like cubes per cube.
Well, that's a new business idea.
You got a point, boy.
Let me do it.
No.
Let me do it. I can puree.
No, you do not know how to do anything.
See, it's not moving for you.
It's stuck. Just like a little all over the place for me. No, we don't need ice.
Well, I can't put that back.
It can't even break a mango. How the hell is it going to break the ice? Nothing is happening.
Let me try.
No.
Let me try.
You stand over there.
Where's the pitcher?
We don't need a pitcher. We're making it in our glasses.
Let me try.
What is the difference between me putting it in the machine and you putting it in the machine? It's the same thing.
Yeah, but maybe you're doing it wrong.
How?
Whoa. You're not pressing it hard enough.
No, you're not supposed to press it at all. Like, you put it on
you
the
stick
thing.
It in and you press it. I'm just opening a package of fruit. What the hell?
Yeah, like a two-year-old. These are resealable, so when you rip them open, you're supposed to do a nice clean line so you can seal it back shut. Oh, and now he's eating the frozen fruit. Great. Just eat it all, and then leave me nothing for the sangria. No, no, no.
What?
You need to Google the recipe, and we're going to follow the recipe.
Why do you need to follow the recipe?
Because I'm going to smash your face in if you don't Google that now. Okay, Maury, if you put any more fruit in these cups, we don't have room for wine.
The ice goes in it, too. I remember there was ice.
Okay, you need to learn how to take instructions well. You best be getting the shot glass, because it's the last thing I need.
You eye pour.
No such thing.
This is the eye pour.
Oh my god, that's strong. Okay, we did something wrong. Not enough sugar?
It's so much vodka. We failed at sangria. How do we move on with life?
No, taste it again. It's getting better with every sip.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Maury tried to get all fancy on the weekend with his husband, Dan and Matthew.
What does that mean, get fancy?
Because he told me on Friday after we left, after we were finished the show.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you going to do this weekend? And he like jokingly said, oh, I'm going to grind with Matthew.
Oh, like dance grind
yeah.
kind of thing?
And I was like, yeah, all right. Have you guys ever done that before?
No.
And he was like, no, we actually never have.
We've never grinded before? Like, you've never like, just, like, kind of dirty
married couple.
Dance and grind? No.
Yeah, like, you've been together forever.
Wow. Maury just had a look on his face like he just smelled a bad smell. Like, you know, when you squish your nose up and you're like, no.
So,
no.
Would you like to hear how awkward things got in the Dammit's condo on Saturday night?
Oh, yes. Oh, you've recorded it. Oh, why didn't you say so?
We have to... Woo! Saturday night dance party.
Okay.
Are you
freak
drunk?
Out?
Yes.
The freak. The freak. Okay, let's grind. I've never grinded with you. Are we grinding?
Yeah.
Well, then you put one leg in between my legs.
Okay.
And then I go down, right? Okay. Grind, 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 grind. Is that it?
Feel the rhythm!
Okay, put your booty on my Gucci belt.
What? Okay, great. It smells like the TTC in here.
Okay, let's grind for the first time.
Okay.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Okay. Put your booty against my booty.
No, I don't think so.
Are you supposed to bend over when you grind?
I don't know.
Like you grind into me and then bend over while you're grinding into me.
Okay.
Bend, bend. No. Grind and bend. Shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing. Yeah, yeah. All right, we're going to slow things down for the ladies.
What? Who is this?
Terrence Trent D'Arby, let's slow dance.
What? Oh.
We never slow dance. Arms around my arms.
Oh.
Arms around my arms. You're tickling me with your lips. Dip.
No, my back. My back.
I'm dipping.
I'm dipping. I need to hide my bathroom. No. Oh,
how did we end up on the floor? This is nice.
Oh.
Okay.
Should we kiss? Isn't this nice?
It's so nice.
You have the weirdest
playlist
at home.
Why are you touching my boob?
Yeah.
Ow. Why are you poking my boob?
Wow.
We never do this.
How far does this go?
Smells like a streetcar.
Move your hands down my back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You farted.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
So the Dammits went on quite the adventure over the weekend.
Which was what? The Dammits, by the way. Dammit Maury and his husband, Dammit Matthew.
Hit up the Rec Room, which is next to Steam Whistle, right across from CN Tower and the Rogers Center. Large entertainment complex. Food. Ton of video games. They even do live shows there. They have, like, themed dance party nights.
Totally.
It's, like, ultimate fun spot for anyone and everyone. And they have this VR experience called The Void.
Right. VR, by the way, virtual reality.
Thanks. Thanks. And part of The Void includes a virtual reality of
Ghostbusters.
Oh my God, I love this so much. I wanted to do this.
So Dammit Maury and his husband Dammit Matthew as the Ghostbusters at the rec room inside of the void,
yeah,
taking part and recorded the whole thing.
So they give you like the Ghostbusters, like the ectoplasm ray, and they suit you up in a backpack and the helmet and everything else, and what you like walk through this VR world trying to catch ghosts in the thing.
That's
so much fun.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Look out the window. There's the Ecto-1.
Ah! Oh, my God.
So if there's a person... Oh, my... You gotta...
Ah! Oh, my God.
What are you looking?
Cool. What? Oh.
Ah! Shoot him! Get him! Ah! Where are you?
Ah! Oh, my God! Oh my God.
What is it?
A woman, a little girl, I don't know. With really bad hair. Maury, I swear to God, don't do this to me.
As a little girl?
Oh my God.
Oh, we have to go outside.
Oh my God. Oh my God, this feels so real. Where are you? Stop shooting. Okay, you... You go first. I'm not going out there by myself.
Walk on the ledge.
I cannot get on that thing. I can't.
Get over here.
There's no way. I can't get on that thing. There's no
Watch
way.
Watch out behind you.
More f***ing hate ice.
Just come over here. It's virtual reality.
Oh my God. You look so scary.
Can you come over here on the ledge?
This is chaos.
Oh my God.
Bring her into the box. Bring her. Look behind you, the box. Bring her into the damn box. Die! Oh my God, look behind you! Where are you?
What?
Look over there!
Oh my God!
Do you know who it is?
The Michelin guy?
No, it's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man! Are you killing it?
Yes, I'm killing it. I'm so
One
amazed
closer.
By this! Look at this! Ah! Oh my God! It went all white!
Look at yourself! Look at me. Am I covered in it?
A little bit. Oh my God, it smells good.
It actually smells like marshmallows. Look around.
Okay, you have to check out this view. It is so cool.
There's something strange. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Dammit Maury's still rocking that Movember mustache.
I know, it's a good one, too.
Right?
Yeah. Tick this year, too. Yeah. I don't know if you did anything, like, extra to it, Maury. Did you? Did you do anything extra? Like, to have it look like that?
This year, I'm twirling it more.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little bit more twirls in the corner.
Well, you got to let the corners grow, though, if you want to twirl them out.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to just sort of make it twirl
up.
But
have you used, like, any product, like any...
Oh, I use a lot of beard lube, moisturizers, and what do you call it? Royal jelly.
Royal
what
jelly?
Is royal
What's
jelly?
Royal jelly?
No idea, but it works.
Really?
Yeah. You're not getting that curl, though.
But
I was at the Gentleman's Expo on Saturday, and there was, like, enough dudes with, like, twirly, like, really good-looking twirly mustaches.
Oh, I don't have enough to do that, though.
Yeah, you got
to
let that grow out. It's because you've been trimming it.
No, I haven't touched it.
No, you haven't touched it?
I only trim the hairs that come from in the nose.
Right.
and your husband, Matthew, like, absolutely hates when you... grow the mustache every year, huh?
It's the most, he thinks it's like the most disgusting thing on earth.
I would think that if I was, you know, spending my life with a man, like every now and then I might want him to look like that sort of 70s cop.
No.
What
is
he
saying? Because I remind him of Frank Sherman, my dad.
Oh, that's
and he doesn't want to kiss me.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So what's this? You're trying to get some loving from, Frank, not Frank, from,
from, oh my God.
From your husband yesterday?
Yes.
And he just like straight up denied.
So no, I'm doing all the Christmas stuff and you're not doing anything. You're of no help.
I'm doing the best I can.
Are you?
Yes, give me a kiss.
Ew, get away.
Give me a kiss.
No, not now.
I moisturize the mustache. Smell.
I don't care.
Smell.
No.
Smell. Ew. I put lotion.
What kind of lotion?
Rose 31.
Doesn't smell like
fucking roses.
Smell my mustache.
No.
Smell the mustache.
Maury.
Just smell the mustache.
No.
It's gone in 1 week. This is your last chance. Why are you choking me?
Because.
Just smell the mustache.
That's so weird. It doesn't smell like roses.
Can you just take a sniff?
No, Maury. I'm going to give you a black eye.
Take a sniff. I'm gonna sit on the chair with you.
No. This chair can't hold us both. No, it can't.
Sniff.
I'm sniffing.
What does it smell like?
I don't know. I don't smell anything.
I'm going to rub it on your cheek.
No.
I'm going to rub it on your cheek.
I will break out into hives.
I'm going to rub it on your cheek. You're not allergic to me.
I can't have that sensation of that hair on my face. I break out into, like, stubble. I can't explain it.
I'm going to rub it on your cheek. No.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
One kiss.
Okay, bye. There we
go. This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So you've done goat yoga.
I did.
In the summertime, right?
I did. We went to a place called Hope Goat. Like fancy goat. And we did goat yoga. We did it in like a barn where you go in and do yoga and then they just release goats on you. And you're lying in hay on like a towel or like a little yoga mat and you just do yoga with goats. And there's very few things in life that are cuter than baby goats. Baby sure. goats are just, first of all, they're idiots.
And they just jump all over you, right?
They just jump all over you. They climb on your back and it's a whole lot of fun. Not, I would say that the quality of the yoga that we did that day was maybe a 2. The
sure.
experience of doing yoga with goats was like a good 9.
Because that's what you're there for.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And you had a good time.
I had a great time.
Your girl Catherine had a good time.
Yeah.
Your daughter Roxy had a good time.
Wonderful time.
So, damn it, Maury decides to go home yesterday and tell his husband, damn it, Matthew, who just sounds like the most fun guy ever, that they are going to go and do goat yoga at the Royal Winter Fair.
Do they have goat yoga at the Royal?
No, they don't.
Oh, do they do?
Oh, they do.
Oh, they do.
Oh, I thought you were kidding when you told me that,
no.
Maury.
No. Oh, no, they do. Oh, my. Oh, how the Royal has changed.
So, how do you think this conversation when?
Oh, God.
By the way, do we still have yoga mats?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why?
Oh, because like I'm signing us up for a yoga class.
When? Because I'm really busy?
Like in the next couple of weeks.
What?
Like one class next couple of weeks.
Like in 2 weeks, right? Like after 2 weeks? Because I'm really busy?
Well, I don't know, but it's so when busy. The Royal Winter Fair is on. We're going
to
do...
What does yoga have to do with the Royal Winter Fair?
Well, we're doing goat yoga.
Excuse me?
Goat yoga. That's what they call it. Goat yoga.
Maury, what the f*** is goat yoga?
Yoga, you're doing your yoga surrounded by goats.
Oh, okay. The world has gone mad. No.
No, you're doing yoga, downward dog, namaste, all that stuff, but you're being surrounded with goats. The goats walk on you.
There's
the goats
nothing namaste
you.
About being surrounded by goats. Nah.
They like, say it. It works with your chakra.
Oh, God. Such bull.
Yeah, like they come up and they smell you and apparently some of them...
No.
You know, poo on you.
No. So what, yoga, like the goats are in the studio or am I on f***ing hay?
No, you're on hay with your yoga mat.
No.
And
no,
the goat
no,
walks
no.
on your
oh
back.
Oh my God, the smell. No, the world's gone mad.
You don't have to touch them, they touch you.
I don't want them to touch me. I'm allergic to animals.
Yes or no?
N-O. No. It's probably the sound a goat makes anyways.
A goat mate? No, a goat goes, ma.
No, that's a sheep.
Then what is it?
No, that's like a bird. I think it goes, bah.
That's the same thing as a ma, but you said it was a sheep.
No, it's bah. No, like kind of like a lamb, but it's not. Maybe a goat and lambs are kind of like each other.
They're not the know. Same thing at all.
I think I've heard them before, and meh.
That's a sheep.
Aren't sheep goats or goats are sheep? But like one with hair, one
they're
without.
Two different things. They go with each other.
Aren't goats baby sheep?
Goats are not baby sheep. Sheep have
or are baby sheep lambs?
No.
Oh my
sheep,
God! Now I'm just
sheep have the white fur that we turn into things.
Then what are lambs? Besides Mariah Carey lambs,
the lambs are baby sheep.
Now goat to bed.
Oh, well done. Not bad.
Hey, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You know that Maury likes to buy art.
Oh, God. And he owes Matt. This is a funny thing. He owes Matthew money, but yet Maury is blowing all his disposable income on art. And there's this artist that he loves, I guess, called Mr. Brainwash, who Maury could not afford. He paints with spray paint. And Maury couldn't afford a piece of art from this guy.
Right.
So this guy, this thief, Mr. Brainwash, sells his empty cans of spray paint to suckers like Maury on the internet.
Damn.
And Maury bought one. So it finally arrived. And this was Matthew's reaction. Ay, ay, ay. This is Matthew's reaction to when Maury debuts an empty, dirty can of spray paint that he bought on the internet.
Matthew. My latest acquisition.
Oh, what?
My latest acquisition.
What the f*** is that?
It's an actual Mr. Brainwash.
I don't know who Mr. Brainwash is, and...
He did the Madonna thing, and they're very limited.
How is this here? No one told me about this.
I bought it.
When did you buy this?
If you're careful, it's signed and numbered. That's art. Like, his stuff goes for a ton of money.
What?
This is an actual... This is his art. Like, this is very a limited edition, and Mr. Brainwash... Spray paint can.
68 of 700. Mm-hmm. And you bought this for how much?
A couple $100.
Excuse me! I'm sorry, it's a f- can of f- spray paint.
Yeah, but that's art. Like, he did the Madonna album, he did.
I don't know who Mr. Brainwash is.
You're gonna get to know him and you're gonna be glad I bought this.
And I don't understand, so this just stays here? Like, what the f?
Careful! And you're holding art.
Careful!
Go look online, I'll show you.
Do you get a case for it so that it looks somewhat decent?
Yeah.
Where are we gonna put all this stuff, Maury? Where? And you only tell me about this now?
Because you wouldn't let me do it if I told you beforehand.
And where are these Perrier bottles gonna go? Don't tell me we're gonna be storing Perrier in here, because we're not.
Yeah, Susie's getting me Perrier for my birthday.
And we're drinking it.
No, you're not drinking. That's Andy Warhol Perrier.
No, it's not. It's Perrier saying, I'm going to use. Just like this. You know what this is? Soup.
That's a Kendall soup can attributed to Andy Warhol.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Okay. Where is all this going to go?
Can you imagine?
Matthew.
Excuse me.
Matthew.
Excuse me.
Matthew, excuse me.
Now, Maury, you don't need to come in here, sweetheart. You told Matthew you paid $200 for that. How much did you really pay? $300 for it.
Hey! The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Eclipse went down yesterday. It was crazy, man. People loved it.
They
People
did.
Were cheering. And the one thing that you kept hearing over and over and over again is protect your eyes.
Right.
So being the good husband that he is, dammit, Maury wanted to warn his husband, dammit, Matthew.
Right.
About the dangers of the eclipse.
And there's a lot of rules in the dammit's household, which is, you know, as we know, Maury's not allowed to wear bare feet to bed. He's not allowed to use Matthew's washroom. There's a lot of rules, but the number one rule that they share as a couple, and it's understandable. Matthew is a super busy guy. He's got a high pressure job, in and out of meetings all day, and there's just not enough hours in Matthew's day to complete the task that he's given. High pressure. And so the top rule, even above and beyond no bare feet in the bed, is don't call me at work.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
How's baby? Well, I wanted to call first just to see if you're aware that there's a solar eclipse today.
There is? At what time?
2:30, like a full solar eclipse.
So what does that mean?
It means you can't go outside, you can't look at the sun, or you'll go blind.
Oh.
No, it's like serious stuff.
So, what do you mean? Like, you can't walk outside?
You can't look at the sun. Between 2:30 and, I believe, 3.
Oh, well then I'm probably going to go and get lunch first, and then come back.
Yeah, but promise me that you'll just not put yourself at risk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, your eyes are important. Although yours are bad enough as they are.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so just promise me that you'll just stay at your desk and don't look out the window or don't go outside.
Yeah, but I can come beforehand for lunch, right? And then just be back before that whole thing happens.
Yeah, but you have that window. Like, 2:30, you're screwed.
Okay, so I need to be back here by 2:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Matthew speaking.
Hey, it's me again.
Hello.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure that you're actually taking this seriously about the eclipse thing.
Maury, you're calling me at work for this?
Yeah, but it's serious. You can't look at the sun. I just want to make sure that you know.
I'm not looking at the sun. I'm busy working on my computer right now.
But if you go for lunch, don't look up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's just, I just don't want you to go blind.
Oh, my Lord. Okay. I am trying to get work done here. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay, so just take the release with that, and then move that to the bottom. Hello?
Hi, sorry, it's me, one more time.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, but I'm leaving, and I need to make sure that you're actually taking me seriously about the eclipse.
I am not looking into the sun.
Okay, I get that, but if you leave for lunch or you're doing something, that's very serious.
Maury, I'm not even getting a lunch right now because of the 10 times that you've called me already about this damn eclipse.
Okay, so then you're not going for lunch, so we're good then?
Well, if you call me anymore, I have to work through my lunch now because of you.
Okay, so then, I just want to make sure because it's serious, the sun.
Oh my God.
Okay, I love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Here we go. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Amazing Race, the Canadian version is starting. And like when they do, other shows, whether it's, Canada's Got Talent or they did Big Brother, to drum up the publicity, they invite a bunch of journalists along to sort of compete the same way in the same format that they do on the show. And then that way, when they write about it or they come and talk about it, it's from like a perspective of actually having done it, which is a great idea. Mm-hmm. So Amazing Race is coming, and they wanted Dammit Maury to do it, but they said the only way you can do it is if you bring Dammit Matthew along.
Your fiancé.
Because they listen to this show, and they know that they fight.
Yeah.
And that the two of them together is, it's just gold. So Dammit Maury, please get in here. I don't even know why. So Dammit Maury, yesterday, they do this a series of Amazing Race challenges around Toronto. And Maury recorded the whole thing. How did this start off? Where were you first of all, Maury?
So we first started at the headquarters down on Queen Street.
Yeah.
And then we all got our envelopes. You ripped them open just like on the show.
Yeah.
And then we had to race to our first destination, which was, that big red canoe down on the lake shore?
Yeah.
That was the first
spot. Oh, nice.
It does not say public transit.
Look, it says make your way by public transit to the Red Canoe Sculpture and search for your next clue. You
have Can't you just take a cab?
I don't know if public transit... But then it also says here that in a moving vehicle, seatbelt.
Right,
I think
so
we can.
Yeah, we're going to take a cab. If you can find one.
So what's this next one?
So now we're in the taxi cab on our way to the Red Canoe. Breaking the rules.
Okay, go straight down.
Although the card said, take public transit.
But it said, wear your seatbelt. There's no seatbelts on a streetcar.
Weird. Okay.
Straight down? Straight down?
Straight down. Sorry. Oh, it's a red light. Oh, they make a right.
No.
Yeah, it's Medina.
Bathurst is next one.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going to... Look, it's green right now. It's green.
Okay, go straight.
Straight.
So, I don't think you should do this one. It's so far away. Look.
It's the same
thing. What's this?
So this one here is, we're about to do one of the challenges. We're about to putt something through... crochet? No, croquet. And you're blindfolded, and your partner has to sort of direct you.
Oh, blindfolded croquet.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Do you not see it all the way down there? Okay, now, before we start this, do not give up.
I'm not, but you have to give me direction.
Before we start, do what you're doing. Yeah, so you just touch the ball. Okay. Go a little bit forward. Hold on, no, it's in between your legs right now. 1 inch back again, because you're touching it, see? Okay.
Ew. Wait, I feel it. Walk with me.
Coming, walk. No, keep walking, follow my voice, come here. It's there, but now we need to get under it. You're on top of it, get under
just go
it.
Go straight through?
No, go under.
Right, but just forward.
No, because we're...
How do you guys accomplish
so you
anything?
Put the stick behind the ball. Right now you're on top of the ball.
It's behind it, me.
Like on top, go on top the ball, and yes, and then put it on the floor. Thank you. And then knock it like a little bit
forward.
Yes. You need to listen. Okay, stop. Don't move. Don't move that stick. Lift the stick off the air or off the ground. Okay, see? Did you see? Okay, it's not in. Keep. No. See? Okay, hold on. Go knock it forward. Knock it a bit back.
sorry. It's impossible to memorize things. I'm sorry if I
Okay. Okay. So it is amazing to me, Maury, that you and Matthew haven't accidentally set the other one on fire yet. So this is what now? You have to memorize something?
So this was what they call a detour challenge. So you had to go to where they posted a sign of, I didn't even know we had another national anthem.
Okay.
Four stars or something. Yeah. And you had to memorize that, run to the person standing there and regurgitate what you just memorized.
Recite. Yeah.
And I could memorize this, so I gave up.
Sorry, it's impossible to memorize things. I'm sorry if I quit. I don't need to memorize stuff.
Be a quitter.
Like, I don't have time for this. It's memorizing old English. What is it? I don't even know the name of the thing again. R4 Maple Leafs or something? Our forefathers.
You can't be a quitter. Like, did you not listen to Oprah?
The Maple Leaf Forever. Who knows that stuff?
I can't believe this. I'm so embarrassed right now.
They're only adding 2 hours to our time. We're fine.
Yeah, that means we lost.
Whatever. Then we can go home.
Yeah, they hate you right now. No, the production people hate you because you're one of the ones that gave up.
They hate you. They hate you right now. I love how Maury starts that whole thing going, memorizing is impossible.
I don't memorize for a living.
It can't be done. Memorizing. Memorizing is
impossible. You need to listen.
So how did you guys do at the end?
So we came in last.
Of course. That's a given.
It turns out that all the people were waiting 45 minutes for us to get to the finish.
And how long should the whole thing have taken?
2 hours.
So it was only supposed to take 2 hours and you were 45 minutes behind?
Yeah, and there was like a lunch going on and everyone's standing outside waiting for us. The food's getting cold. You know, when you normally cross the line, people are clapping. No one was clapping for us.
Well, because.
You need to listen.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or on the KISS 92.5 app.